Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 620, and I'm Dr. Neil, your host of the show. Welcome back to another special Friday edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your questions. On the other days, I read health and fitness blogs to you, kind of like an audiobook. And if you want to send me a question, now's the perfect time, because we give away a book on the first of every month to someone random who sent me a question. And if you're listening in real time, the first of the month is tomorrow, so get your questions in today to be in the raffle. So why do I call myself Dr. Neil? Well, first, folks don't know how to pronounce my last name, so usually it's just easier to call me by my first name. And I don't call myself doctor just for the heck of it. I do have my doctorate degree in public health with an emphasis in chronic disease prevention and nutrition. I also have my master of public health degree with an emphasis in health education and health promotion. I'm also a registered dietitian nutritionist, a certified health education specialist, and a certified exercise physiologist through the American College of Sports Medicine. I'm hoping that this can be a place where you learn about the truth. What are the latest data with regards to your question? What do recent studies say about the topic you have a question about? And this is my favorite part of the show, so again, keep sending in those questions. I love listening to them, and it makes me super happy to be able to answer them. So with that, let's hear today's question and start optimizing your life.
Hi, my name is Kelsey, and I am curious about fitness trackers like a Fitbit or a Garmin. I'm wondering if there's any evidence that there are positive effects of owning one of these. I've been thinking about buying one and wanted to see if it actually helped motivate people to include more activity in their day or not. Thanks so much.
Thank you for your question, Kelsey. Just the other day, in fact, one of my friends who happens to be really into fitness came up to me. Well, more like ran up to me because they were so excited. She wanted to show me her new smartwatch. She was showing me how it tracks nearly every movement, from walking to jogging to even bicycling and swimming. With just a couple of rotations of the watch face dial, she could go into waterproof mode, and the watch would begin tracking her swimming strokes. Technology has been progressing so quickly, it's hard for me to keep up with all of these newfangled doohickeys. So I thought to myself, how accurate are these things at tracking all of these movements? And as you mentioned, Kelsey, do they help keep us motivated and exercising more consistently? Well, let's find out. When it comes to their accuracy, as you can imagine, it varies by brand and the type of exercise being performed. I realize that some of these devices even track your sleep, which totally blows my mind. Now, in general, it seems as though most of these are fairly accurate at estimating the number of steps you walk or run each day. But beyond that, the reliability begins to vary quite a bit. I found a meta-analysis that looked at this very thing. Now, without getting too scientific, conducting a meta-analysis is highly respected within the field of research. This is because it involves collecting a bunch of studies that have already been published on the very same topic, like, in this case, the accuracy of fitness trackers. And then the researchers combine all of these studies and perform one large or meta-analysis on all of these findings. You've probably heard me complain that we can't base conclusions on the results of just one study. We always need to look at other published findings as well. And a meta-analysis does just that, which is why it is so respected. Okay, So back to what the meta-analysis actually found. As I mentioned, most fitness trackers are pretty good about estimating the number of steps you take each day. But when it comes to estimating the number of calories burned, they tend to underestimate. This was surprising to me since most trackers on like fitness equipment at the gym, like treadmills and ellipticals, tend to overestimate calories burned. Now, when it comes to tracking sleep, most trackers overestimated the time you spend actually asleep. When it comes to estimating actual distances traveled, it gets a little sketchy here too. Distance tended to be overestimated when moving at slower speeds and underestimated at higher speeds. Most trackers have been found to be good estimators of heart rate though. Unfortunately, I couldn't find any data on their accuracy for estimating swimming distances, for example. I imagine those studies are being performed as we speak. But really, well, who cares about all of this accuracy so long as it keeps people moving? It turns out that fitness trackers do keep folks motivated, but in the short term. So having a new gadget or newfangled doohickey, as I called it earlier, can be a good motivator soon after you purchase it. Just like my friend that came running up to me, showing me all of her tracker's features. But that newness tends to wear off over time. Just like when we were kids, you finally got that brand new toy and swear you'll play with it forever, only to find it in the garage collecting dust a month later. To keep that sense of novelty alive, we need to find ways to keep things interesting. For example, you could think of the tracker as a game and try and beat your previous scores. Once you get tired of that, you could join a group and track your progress together or create a friendly competition. The other issue is that these trackers don't provide users direction for improvement. So let's say you hit a plateau and don't know how to proceed. The trackers won't tell you how to break through that plateau. Or say you want to get bigger shoulders like I have been told I need to do. These trackers won't help show you how to go about this. So, how long does the motivation actually last? Based on the data I have seen, about 4 weeks. But here's my bottom line. If purchasing a fitness tracker helps someone go from exercising sporadically to becoming more committed and consistent, even in the short term, then by all means, it's worth it. I always try and weigh whether the behavior is more likely to help or harm the person. In this case, the risk of harm is minimal, except maybe to your pocketbook. Instead, a fitness tracker has a number of potential benefits. Plus, they can help you become more aware of your other health habits like sleep or even your food intake. And we know that even small wins can help transform lives. So if you end up purchasing a fitness tracker, just know that the accuracy can vary. And to keep you motivated, especially after that first month, consider making the tracking process more interesting by creating some friendly competition or getting your friends to join you on your fitness path. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Thank you again for your question, Kelsey. You'll be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book. And the next giveaway is tomorrow, so best of luck. Now, if you want to submit a question and have a chance to win a book tomorrow, it's really easy. You can call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Or you can submit your audio question at oldpodcast.com/ask. That'll let you record your question, listen back to it, and then submit it to us. Again, that's oldpodcast.com/ask. All right, that's another week of Optimal Health Daily in the books. Thank you, as always, for listening every day and all the way through. Have a wonderful weekend, and I'll be back here on Monday where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.